How much of it is in your hands?
You, the real you, have never eaten. It is Chandulal who consumes the food. You have never eaten anything, and yet you believe that you are the one who eats. Chandulal is the one who eats, and Chandulal is the one who defecates. You are trapped in this for no reason. Do you understand this?
Please explain that, Dada.
No man ever born has the independent willpower to defecate. If he does not have the independent power over his own bowels, then what other power can he have? He will realize this when he becomes constipated. When a few things go according to his plans, he thinks he's making them happen. I had satsang in Baroda with a group of physicians. When I told them that one does not even have the independent control over his own bowels, they were all taken aback. I went on, "You will realize this when you become constipated. At that time, you will have to seek external help. You never did have this power in the first place, which is why you have to seek help. Therefore, this is not under your control. It is through your wrong beliefs that you consider nature's powers as your own power. To call someone else's power your own power is an illusion, a wrong belief. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Is it a little clearer now?"
"Yes, Dada, I understand."
"If you understand even this much, you are closer to solving this puzzle. All these people claim to do penance, jap, that is repeated incantation, meditation and fasting. All this is an illusion. But the world will always carry on like this and will never be without ego. That is its nature."
It happens.
Do the events that take place occur because of our control, or do they just happen?
Dada, they just happen by themselves.
Yes, all this just happens. When you wake up in the morning, it just happens. When you drink tea, it just happens. When you use the toilet, it just happens. When you sleep, it just happens. Are you making all these things happen, or do they just happen?
They just happen, Dada.
When you are working at a job, does it happen, or are you doing it?
It happens.
Yes. So, in this world, it happens. This is what the world is all about. Things just happen, but people say, "I am doing it. I went to the toilet. I did this. I earned this money," and so on. When something is happening by itself, and we say, "I am doing it," we are creating new karma, that is, sowing new seeds of karma. If you stop creating, that is, charging new karma, you will be free. Without jnana or self-realization, however, one cannot stop creating new karma.
Doership is equal to prakriti. Non-doership is equal to atma.
Each and every human being in this world is a T-O-P. What is a top? It is a toy that spins on its tip. When the string wound around it is pulled, the top will spin around until all its energy has dissipated. In this example, the winding of the string is the bhav purusharth, or cause, and the spinning is prarabdh, that is, effect or result. It is prakriti, or primordial nature, that makes a person do things even though he says, "I am doing it." He is in essence just like a puppet on a string. Prakriti makes him do penance, ritualized chanting of mantras, meditation, and so on. But he believes that he is the one doing it.
Tell us about prakriti, Dada.
The moment you claim to be the doer or karta, prakriti comes into existence. As Atma, you are the non-doer or akarta. You have the wrong belief of "I am Chandulal" and of "I am the doer." The moment you say this, you become bound. It is because of this wrong belief that prakriti comes into existence. As long as there is ignorance of the real I, one feels that he is the doer and he is therefore bound by his prakriti. When the awareness of I am not the doer is acquired and one ceases to be the doer, the prakriti no longer remains. From that moment onwards, one does not bind any new karma. However, past karmas remain and these have to be discharged.
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
कर्ता दैट इज डूअरशिप And Naimittik, that is instrumental doership.
Dada, if one is not the doer, then who is? What is the nature of the doer?
One's doership is only instrumental or Naimittik Karta in all processes. One is not an independent doer of anything. This instrumental doership can be further defined as a parliamentary process where the final decision is based on collective votes and where each individual has only one vote. Thus, your vote is one of many in the final outcome. However, you believe, I am doing this, so you become the doer. The planning, that is through Bhav Purushart, occurs in this way. You yourself are the planner, and this planning is the final signature or endorsement. The doership is only in the planning stage, but this fact is unknown to the whole world. In other words, all that materializes in front of us in this life is a result of planning in the past life through bhav, or deep inner intent. The only place for doership is in this bhav. The output of this small computer, that is Chandulal, then becomes the input into the giant computer of scientific circumstantial evidence. In this manner, the planning or Bhav Purushart is fed into the giant computer. The giant computer then gives forth effects of this planning. All the events in one's life are effects. The discharge in the present life is the result of causes created in the past life. Nothing in this life is under one's control. The control lies in others' hands. Once the planning is done, it leaves the hands of the planner and falls under the control of other hands. These other hands, that is scientific circumstantial evidence, play a part in bringing forth the effects. So the effects may be different from the planning. The unfolding of the effects is entirely in other hands. This is a very subtle point. Do you understand this?
Yes, Dada, I understand it.
Doership binds karma.
Feel free to ask any questions. Whatever it is that you want to understand, feel free to ask. But will you remember whatever you have understood so far? This science is worth understanding. Here, you can ask anything and everything.
Dada, how can we escape from the bondage of karma?
These karmas exist because the belief of doership exists. The existence of these karmas is directly dependent upon the belief of doership. There is no karma if there is no doership. There is no doership in the I state, therefore there is no karma. Karma can only be created if there is doership. As Chandulal, when you say and believe, I did this or I did that, you become the doer. This belief then becomes a support for karma. When one stops being the doer, the karma has no basis or support, so it falls away.
Atma, that is self, and anatma, that is non-self, become one through ignorance.
Atma, that is self, and anatma, that is non-self, are two separate entities. They have not become one, but they are stuck to each other. How? Through bhranti ras, they have become stuck to each other. That is, through false interest or essence, or the delusional belief that I am the doer. They have become stuck to each other. Where did this bhranti ras come from? The moment one says, I did it, the ras, that is cohesion of atma and anatma, occurs. This ras is so sticky that even if it has been there for years, it will not lose its bonding power. So how can we even begin to talk about the additional ras that are created every day? Ajnani can dissolve all the bhranti ras and separate the atma from the anatma. Then the self remains in its natural state and the non-self remains in its natural state. As long as there is ego, through illusion, one will always say, I am the doer, and I am also the knower, or I did this and I know this. They will speak in this manner. When the feelings of I am the doer and I am the knower are together, it is gneya, that is a thing to be known, and that itself is called bhranti, or illusion. When the feelings I am the knower and the seer are not associated with I am the doer, it is called gnayak, that is the knower. Right now, you believe I am Chandulal, that is I and my as one. That is why both the self and non-self have become one. In fact, both these entities are separate. You are separate and Chandulal is separate. But until you become aware of this difference, what can you do? A Jnani Purush can make the separation for you through the science of separation. After this, the real you, the I, does nothing. It is Chandulal that continues to do everything.